feel like that pressure and that you know, the pressure to perform and to be a go-to guy on the team, and you know, that's what I want to do.
Ever since you've kind of joined that combo with Little, you guys have been able to produce quite a bit right now. What does he bring to your game?
Well, I think he sees ice real well. He's a real intelligent player at both ends of the ice, and you know, he makes some smart decisions. And I think, you know, for a smaller guy, his battle level is really high. And I think you know, when you're battling and winning puck battles down low, it creates offensive opportunities for you.
As far as I can see, you guys have been playing together for about 8 games or so now, and he's got 9 points in that time. You have 8 points in that time. So who's the wind beneath whose wings?
I think we're both doing a good job, and as well as Wheels, he's a big part on that that right wing there, and I think us three as a combination, you know, have been real successful in helping each other out.
One last thing for you is, I was just reading a little bit about you and whatnot, and obviously you're not that far away from it. The fact is, as I said, that sometimes you take a night off. There's a bit of inconsistency in the game. Do you feel that you've matured through that?
I never read about that in junior, so I don't know, but you know, I think consistency is definitely a big part of success, and I think you know, that's how you become an elite player at this level.
One of the things that, you know, we don't get a chance to talk about very often because you've been so successful is what you might be working on in the game. Are there parts of your game that you want to see grow, that you're kind of concentrating on and developing your game a bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, all different types of things. I think, you know, the things that I'm, you know, probably the best at, you know, shooting and skating, I'm always working on those. And you know, I want to have a better shot. I want it to be more accurate. I want to be able to get it off quicker. And, you know, just, you know, passing, all that kind of little stuff, those fundamentals that, you know, you sometimes take for granted. You want to continue to kind of fine-tune those and make those, you know, better in your game.
Do you see yourself, maybe as you go along here, becoming more of a playmaker? I mean, you're a shooter first, but do you see that as an element to your game that you want to develop?
Yeah, I think, well, you definitely want to be developing, like I just said, in all areas. But, you know, in terms of me turning into a playmaking, pass-first guy, probably not. It's just not the makeup of me. And, you know, I'm probably a shoot-first guy. But, like I said, if the play is there and the pass is there, you got to make the best play available. And but, you know, I think I'm more of a goal scorer than a playmaker. But they're a team that works hard. I think, you know, going back to last year, played them, they got a lot of speed and, you know, a pretty good group of forwards back there, and they got a hell of a goaltender in Cam Ward. So, you know, they're a team that, you know, works, and they don't quit. But, you know, if you play in their zone and work their D down low, you know, you can open up scoring chances for yourself. Yeah, I mean, that's probably you know, the spark they were looking for, you know, kind of to kickstart their team, and you know, they won last night. They had a big win last night, so you know, they're probably feeling pretty confident about their game, and we're gonna have to be ready for them coming into our building.
Is there a concern for possible letdown just after the loss?